busy show today, hasn't it?
Yes.
We've actually got somebody else on the line.
I know. Amazing. Hello, Darren in the Maplewood. How are you today?
Yeah, hi, Jonathan. I'm very well. Just wanted to say what a great show it is, and thank you for the dedications earlier. It was very touching. Really lovely of you.
Yes, well, it's your second appearance on the programme this evening, because we did a little recorded interview, which was good, talking about your
fantastic musical taste.
I have to say, I have the same kind of taste, so...
Oh, lovely. I think they're timeless. I think a lot of the great songs are timeless, and they're a very special part of your childhood and sort of very nostalgic and...
Exactly.
Endearing memories that stay with you for life.
Yeah. When I want to cheer myself up, I listen to a bit of Guns N' Roses.
Absolutely. Can't go wrong with that.
No, you can't.
Definitely. Well, it's been really good for you to phone up, and I'm really glad you're enjoying, you know, what we do here at Radio Way, because that's what it's all about.
That's fantastic. You're doing a great job. I just wish I'd have listened to you a few days ago when I first came in the ward.
Oh, well, you found us now, and you can listen to us online as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've got some good news for you, Darren. We're actually online.
We are.
Absolutely. Well, when I get discharged shortly, I shall be one of your regular avid listeners and contribute regularly. So you really put a big smile on my face, and as I said to you earlier, music plays a very special and important part of someone's recovery and onward health. So you guys are doing a fantastic job.
Mm. And what I love about what we're doing this evening, a request programme for the hospital, we just get such an eclectic mix of music, you know, from anything from, you know, Guns N' Roses, AC/DC, Elvis Presley, and just anything goes, really. So it's a real eclectic mix, so it's pretty unique.
Absolutely, and I think they've been very special memories for a lot of people. And it's interesting that most of the music, you know, even featured on your show tonight, goes back to the sort of 60s, 70s and 80s, and means a lot to a lot of people.
I was reading somewhere, actually, Darren, I don't know if you saw this in the papers a couple of weeks ago. They were talking about the music, basically, the music that was released before 1999 was better than the music after 1999.
I noticed a couple of my friends have got sort of millennial children. I'm sure they'll disagree, but a lot of the stuff sort of... after 1999, 2000, it's really just plastic pop. And I don't think those guys, when they hit their late 40s, early 50s, will be singing sort of the stuff they listened to when they were kids.
No.
Interestingly, when I go to karaoke, which I go to with some friends a couple of times a month, even the youngsters in their sort of late teens and mid-20s are mainly recording and sort of singing stuff back from the 60s and 70s, which, you know, for often, for many of them, formed a very special part of their childhood when they were growing up with their parents.
Well, it's exactly what I always say, actually. It's even in my intro. I say, I think I get a lot of my music taste, not so much the Guns N' Roses side of it, but more I'm a fan of T-Rex and Blondie and all that stuff. And I get that from, you know, from my mum and dad growing up and them playing that all the time.
I think what you actually listen to as a child, you know, growing up, really sort of shapes who you are, gives you a sense of identity, doesn't it? Yeah.
And I love friends of mine, their kids now in their late teens, and you give them some vinyl of the Smiths or The Cure or some bands of the 80s, and it really means a lot to them because they're not introduced to it.
No.
So to be able to give someone the gift of music who wouldn't have ever heard that, and you see them play it for the first time, and the look of surprise and enlightenment and joy on their face, it's a very special thing to do.
And I have to say, I mean, I know the music of today perhaps isn't really my sort of stuff always, but it's quite funny because my niece, who's, you know, 10 years old, she's introducing me to all these, like, bands that I've never even heard of.
Yeah, I can
like,
imagine.
These young guys called Jack and Jack, and they...
probably CBBC stars, and... I think that's when you start to feel...
really old.
I think when I first stopped listening to the top 40 charts, I realised I was the wrong sort of ABC One, you know, group for them anymore, but... used to listen to the charts on a Sunday, taping the radio with a cassette on a Sunday evening, and then playing the tapes to your friends in the week. Brings back a lot of happy memories.
Really happy memories, you know. I think myself sort of in the 90s there with the cassette double tape recorder, trying to get the song, just in the right moment before the DJ starts talking.
Yeah, just as I sort of mix it in. I think we've all got those treasured tapes from our childhood, sort of 80s weekenders and... You know, it'd be interesting to sort of play some of them back and bring quite a lot of good times for all of us, I'm sure.
The funny thing is, I don't remember back then knowing that everyone else was doing the same thing either.
You thought you put your knee.
Well, I thought it was just me.
I know, you know, from sort of licensing point of view, this isn't something we should do, but I think as kids, when all of us, you know, got our first radio cassette player, it was like kids now getting their first laptop or smartphone or, you know, that to us then was like the iPad or a computer.
It was a massive thing. Of course, I remember the home, those little logos, home taping is killing music.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. And then when the tape spilled and you had to get a pencil and try and football, the sort of real back in the day.
Yes. That, I'll say happy memories, but yeah, we've all got memories of that. But, you know, millennials today, the youth of today, don't know the correlation with a pencil and a cassette tape.
I know. If there are any of them listening, they're probably thinking, what the hell are they going on about?
Yeah.
But, I'm sure it means a lot to their parents.
It's quite funny. We had a guest on the show about a year ago, wasn't it? And I can't remember how old he is.
He was about 12, 13, something like that.
And John showed him, you know, he showed him a record player and actually showed him how, he's like, have you seen one of these? He was like, no, and he sort of looked at it. And then we kind of like showed him how to put a piece of vinyl on.
Yeah.
And he wasn't impressed, was he? He was just like,
He was like, oh, is that it?
Is that it?
I know. But as I say, interestingly, and I read a lot of sort of media and record magazines, vinyl's making a comeback.
Just
for the generations in their 30s, 40s and 50s. I think kids now see their parents cherish the vinyl and the parents pass it on to them. And it's, you know, unlike iTunes and Spotify and people like that, I think a lot of bands like AC/DC and the Beatles and people like that were very resistant for years to going on iTunes and Spotify because they wanted people to buy the album and listen to the whole album in its entirety rather than just pulling out and selecting one or two individual songs.
Definitely, it's definitely, you know, I'm a big believer in, you know, physical music. I mean, you know, downloads has its place. You can stick some music on your phone or whatever to listen to on the way to work. But actually, to own the music, to actually own a product, I think.
And
is
it's not just
thing.
That for me as well, because I actually studied photography many years ago. But it was also about the artwork on these things as well.
And
I remember doing a kind of trying to do a cover version of the Nirvana Heartbox
cover.
Some of them are
really similar now. I think the Nirvana album with the, is it Nevermind, where you've got the little baby being dropped in the water?
Oh, classic.
I think that's a, I mean, you know, God rest his soul, and they were a huge influence for me as well. But that album, Nevermind, with that album sleeve, I think that was one of the best sleeves of the 90s.
And what is frightening is when you see that little baby now, he's a grown adult.
big strapping adult, he's probably got family of his own as well.
That could be embarrassing, get those pictures out.
Yeah, definitely, absolutely.
So, Darren, I believe you want to play a song.
Indeed, thank you for that, and thank you for allowing me the opportunity. It's been lovely to for you to allow me to do this. It was really just to all the staff of Maple Ward, particularly the last 4 or 5 days where I've been here, who've been absolutely amazing with their care and compassion and treatment of me, and you know, just going the extra mile and doing a very tough job in difficult circumstances and making people's lives better. So I just wanted to do a dedication to them, particularly the lovely nurses. And obviously the doctors as well. And they do a tough job under difficult circumstances and have to deal with all sorts of people from all sorts of walks of life. And they do a damn good job and often don't get the credit they deserve.
Yeah.
So nice to hear a really positive experience about the NHS as well. So thank you for sharing that. Yes.
Okay.
And as the song I'd like to dedicate, if I may, I think it's quite poignant, is Mariah Carey Heroes. I think it's a lovely song.
It's a fantastic song and very apt. Thanks ever so much, Darren, for getting in touch.
Thank you, guys, and thank you for really making my weekend. And it's been very memorable, and you've got me as an avid listener from now on.
Excellent. That's what we like to hear. Fantastic.
That's definitely what we like to hear. So take care, Darren.
Yeah.
And you, guys.
Well, I'm sure we'll speak again very soon.
Oh, you will do, and thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.